Welcome back to the podcast, everyone.
That was so fake. That was so fake. Oh my god.
Do it again.
God.
I was stretching.
We demand a retake.
Okay, fine. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. Is that better?
That's so dead. You're like, okay. Oh god. Okay, Sunidhi, please keep all this banter in, okay? I want them to
know. You ruin it if you say keep this banter in. You know that.
You can cut that part out though. You can cut the part out where I say keep the banter in.
Who do you think I am? Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. My name's Sunidhi.
My name's Tandi.
And I'm Anika.
And today we're talking about the love languages. Because, of course, we are.
Yikes. Oof. Blast to the past. Disgusting fucking shit.
Today's a bit of a mini episode, given schedules. So this is just going to be a fun one. For you to listen to.
Yeah. Also, just to put this on the record, Tanvi and I are not into the idea of this episode. Thank you.
This was Sunidhi's idea. We want you to know we're not sappy motherfuckers. You know, make of that what you will.
We are badass, okay? Like, just badass means Tanvi and Anika.
I'm just an ass. I'm not badass. I'm just an ass. And Sunidhi's just, and Handa's just horrible. But, you know, you get the drift. You've been sappy here long
ass,
enough.
Sappy ass, horrible ass. That's what we are.
That's just what we are. Yeah, continue.
But yeah, just before they said all of that, if you feel love and affection, you're completely valid in your feelings. Don't listen to them. But anyways, moving on.
Disgusting.
In the words of the great Gada, sab moh maya hai.
Fair. Facts. Big facts. But anyways, so the love languages are essentially ways in which a person receives love, or at least feels love, and also like when they receive love. So I'm phrasing this horribly, but like it's how people communicate love and how they receive love, basically. And there's five different types. You can kind of club them all together in some weird way, but they essentially are words of affirmation, quality time, acts of service, receiving gifts, and physical touch. Now, I'm just going to first like talk about it in the sense of like receiving affection, receiving love from people that you love. Most of the time you hear about like partners and relationships. I'm just going to talk about like loved ones in general. So, words of affirmation.
Nice.
So, folks with this value, folks with this love language value verbal confirmations and acknowledgements. So, you know, if you like hearing, you know, I can't get myself to ever say that phrase, even to these two. So I'm not going to say it on the podcast itself.
What phrase?
I'm
sorry, what phrase?
Sunidhi, you love us. Sunidhi loves us.
Disgusting. Keep your feelings to yourself.
Disgusting.
Keep your feelings.
This isn't the place for all this bullshit. Oh, disgusting.
Yes. Let's
so clearly, this is not Tanvi's love language.
Sappy bitch. Sorry, can't.
Let's choose to talk about love languages, but also say keep your feelings to yourself. That is the epitome of Tanvi. That is exactly what she is.
That is me in a statement.
Yes,
a singular statement. Yeah.
But yeah, you know, if you love hearing those words, like, you know, I'm proud of you and stuff like that. So, you know, this is probably your love language or like this is the love language that you feel most loved with, if that makes sense. So
again, not Tanvi.
Yeah.
Tanvi's incapable.
Actually, the three of us, I don't think the three of us like words of affirmation that much, if I'm being honest.
But I think out of all of us, Handa is probably the most predisposition towards it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I think she's the one most comfortable. It's my second last one. Yeah. Oh, it's my second last one. I think for me, gifts and words of affirmation are tied for last place.
Big fucking surprise. Gift is lower for me.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll get to that in the bit.
We'll get to that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Once I explain all of them, then it'll make more sense.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. But yeah. These sort of people, they also like, you know, frequent texts and social media engagement, which, you know, you hear a lot about online where it's like texter and all that. It really varies from person to person what they appreciate. Now, you can also have this, like, in a similar way of like communicating this to someone else. So you might not like receiving words of affirmation, but you might like giving words of affirmation. So, you know, pick and choose really what's comfortable for you. Now the second one, why does this become like a talk show in this weird way? Like, you know, pick and choose, guys. You could choose whatever. Your relationship should be fab, whatever. But anyways, so number two is quality time. Now, if this is your love language, then you feel most loved and adored when your partner or like anyone that you love gives you their time and attention. So these people tend to enjoy simply, you know, dwelling in another person's company and presence. You don't really have to do much. You don't have to like go anywhere. Just, you know, like, oh, we're spending time together. We're vibing and all that.
I have a point to add to this.
Sure thing.
Okay. Also, like, you're like, but I'll let you because it's a free country. Oh. Unfortunately.
But it's a free country.
Not for long, bitches. Not for long.
The way things are going.
We're quickly heading towards autocracy, but that's a topic for another time.
Woo,
the Modi stans are coming for us. No. See, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with quality time, right? From what I understand of it, it's even if two people are just like in each other's presence and are doing their own thing,
mm-hmm.
you can still consider, like, you know, comfortable silences apparently are also part of quality time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, so long as you're just in each other's presence, even if you're doing your own thing, that also counts as quality time.
Yeah.
Which is, continue. Yeah.
A lot of those, like, relationship experts, they, you hear this pretty often as well. They say, like, oh, you know you and your partner are, like, you know, good together if you can spend downtime with each other. Which, yeah, true, facts. But, again, that doesn't mean it works for everybody. So, this is just one type of love language. Which, again, same thing with words of affirmation. You can enjoy giving it, but you might not like receiving it. But, like, it's a bit odd with quality time. It's, like, you have to have it kind of both ways in this one.
Yeah, no, I was just adding that because you said that, like, it's like you like your partner or whoever you're hanging out with to give you all their attention. And I think more than that, it's just about being present and being, like, around each other.
Yeah.
Even if you're both concentrating on other tasks, just, like, sitting in the same room and doing your own thing can also count as quality time, in my opinion. Okay,
got vibing, it. Vibing to music on Discord, huh?
Uh-huh. Oh, good. The number of times we've done that.
Yeah. Also, am I the only one? I can't hear Annika for some reason.
Oh, I don't think she's saying anything.
I don't think she's saying anything. I should keep Discord open on my phone so I can see whenever it's like green and stuff. Yeah, that should be a good idea. Mm. Oh, yeah, using Discord. Yes. But yeah.
This is not sponsored. But Discord, if you want to sponsor
unless,
us, please do.
Unless.
Please do.
Unless.
We're not stopping.
We'll forgive the glitches. It's fine. We'll advertise you.
Imagine Discord being like, we're not popular enough as is. We need to go to a podcast with like 10 monthly listeners and be like, listen, advertise for us, bitch. Like...
Tanvi, keep that to yourself. We have 125 starts as of 25th of May. Yes. No, March. Sorry. It's not May yet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Please don't do that to me. Don't do that to me.
Sunidhi's like, not May, bitch. Please, anything but May.
I started sweating. I was like, no, not May. I'm born in May, just by the way. That's why. But yes.
Everyone who wants her sun sign and all, you can contact me, I'll tell you.
I'm a Taurus, I'm disgusting.
Yeah, anybody who wants to hit Sunidhi up, hit her up. She's very lonely.
Hit her up, man. And I don't care about anything, just hit me up, please.
Tanvi's voice kind of got cancelled at the end, so all I heard was someone hit her
up. No, I can take care of that, don't worry.
Oh god.
I don't need you to hit her. Just hit her up.
Guys, send help, send help, send help.
Never.
Okay, back to the topic, guys, right?
Yes, okay.
We're recording a podcast.
Technically, locking someone up in a basement and hanging out with them is quality time. So, that's all she said.
Well, clearly now we know what Jeffrey Dahmer's love language was.
God help us all. God help us all.
Oh my god.
Quality time and physical touch.
This is just like in one of the episodes where Tanvi immediately equated religion and no. She related some religion to Hitler somehow. I don't know how she did, but she did.
I do that shit all the time. She just dropped in Hitler.
Basically, Sunidhi loves editing episodes.
Yeah. I give her a lot to work with.
Oh yeah, 100%. Love editing so much. Like, you almost can't hear the pain in my voice. But yes. Number three, acts of service. Now, this is a fairly common one you've heard about it several times. And that is, you know, if you love me, then show me, all that corny stuff. So
Sorry. But like, you just more than that, it's
you
like
you just degraded it.
Yeah, that's not what it like. It's okay. Let's say I am stressed out or I'm like studying late at night. Right, my mom or my dad will make me tea.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
we're not like a very words of affirmation kind of family, but it's little things that you do for people you care about that really add up. If you're tired. Yeah. If your partner's tired and they usually do the dishes for them. Like, you know, that's a small thing.
Exactly.
But it really
and essentially, means a lot. Yeah, exactly. That's like, so that's why like people with this sort of love language, they value the efforts that people put in to show that they love them without having like being asked to do so. So like, like you said, whenever you're stressed and your family, like one of your family members decides like, okay, let's make her tea. Then that's showing that they love you without you having to go out of your way to say, hey, can you make me tea? A lot of times these are like unspoken things. Like, oh yes, I'm attentive to what you like, what you prefer. You know, I care and that's why I'm doing this. Which is, again, a form of love.
Yeah, and it's just, I think it's a very practical thing. Like, you know, if you help me out with like tiny sort of things that like make my day more stressful. That's like the sweetest thing you can do. Yeah.
But that,
in
that's
my
the
opinion,
best
again,
thing about,
that's my, yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing about acts of service, though. It kind of goes both ways in the sense that, it's like not asking someone to do all those things. It's just purely out of the genuine love and care in their heart for you. So the reason why this goes both ways is because it's so easy for someone to be like, okay, I did this thing for them. They should return it to me. That's not how it works. That's not how, like, communicating affection to someone works, right? So again, if you're stressed, I decide to make you tea. It doesn't make sense for you to say like, for me to say like, okay, I did that for her. Why isn't she doing the same thing for me? Why is she not giving me like a fucking foot massage? Because I'm stressed, right? So it doesn't. Yeah, that's it essentially. So yes, just be in tune with all those things. The fourth one, again, this is a very common one. Receiving gifts. Now, it's pretty straightforward. People with this love language love gifts. Stuff that is a visual indicator of someone's love for you. So, it can be like a bouquet, like a jewelry box, cologne, you know, stuff like that. And people who have this love language, they enjoy receiving... They enjoy people telling them they love them through materialistic things. Now, it might sound bad like that, but it isn't. It's easier for people to understand stuff like that. So, for instance, like, my dad, like, he tends to love giving gifts. Like, he loves giving people gifts. And this is a more of a love language that people use to communicate love to others rather than to receive it. Of course, there are people who, you know, enjoy receiving gifts, and that's when they feel loved. But a lot of times it's more in the, you know, I like giving gifts and that's how I show I love people. So, like I said, like my dad, he loves giving gifts and he loves like showering people with fancy stuff. And that's how, you know, he tells you that, hey, I care. So...
Also, I think it's more meaningful in the sense because people go more like they remember what you like and that's how they show it. Like, oh, exactly. You remember that one time you told me you wanted this or you like that and here's, you know, my gift to you. So that's kind of what it's along the lines of you always don't need to get them Gucci bags.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like it's more the thought that counts quite literally exactly, than the actual
thing. Yeah, yeah.
It's exactly, like, oh, I remembered exactly. You like mangoes, so I bought you mangoes. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Clearly, I'm letting you know about my love for mangoes. If somebody wants to send me some, go for it.
Are you trying to tell us something?
Yeah, fucking get me mangoes is what I'm trying to tell y'all.
Oh, I'm wondering if there's like mango flavored chocolate or like mango and chocolate together.
So she can't eat it.
Yes,
that's
exactly. So I can have it.
Fucking assholes, my friend.
Hey, listen, quality time, right? Fucking take it or leave it. The last one, my favorite one, physical touch. This one is pretty straightforward too. People with this love language.
So Nidhi's giggled away. So like physical touch.
Basically, horny ass bastard.
Shut up. No.
That's what that.
I'm calm. I'm chill. All right. I'm relaxing here.
Uh-huh.
I'm relaxing.
You're totally not like imagining. Okay.
Send me a booty pic right now. Send me a booty pic right now.
Please cut this part out. I don't want. Please, I beg of you, cut this part out.
I will contemplate it.
Like the fact that you called it booty makes it so much worse for some reason.
Hey, listen, if it's there, it's gotta be loved.
Oh, no.
Her silence speaks so loud to me. Oh, my God.
Sunidhi loves making me uncomfortable, but like...
Oh, I do. I really
she
do.
She really enjoys it. Because the thing is, there are very few things that make me uncomfortable. But, like, yeah.
I keep getting disconnected off of... Like in Discord, every time someone calls me and I'm getting...
Oh, finally my prayers were answered. Finally.
Shut up, Tanvi. Tanvi, I'm coming to kill you.
Oh yeah, she's gonna end you.
Get a flight, bitch.
Keep your windows open.
Okay.
Keep your... She'll fly straight into my room. Like no airport, yes. No that thing. You'll like drive the airplane straight into my room.
Not okay, even so the airplane. Yes. She's just gonna like Superman jump it. Yeah.
See, I am secretly Spider-Man, so I like crawl up your building and yeah. It's not gonna look sus at all.
Is it gonna be like a Mary Jane and Peter Parker situation?
Except I'll hang Tanvi off the building, look at her and then throw her down.
So the hanging upside down aspect is there.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. So, yeah, physical touch, this one's pretty straightforward as well. People with this love language feel most loved, I wrote fell most loved, sure, feel most loved when they receive physical affection from their loved ones. Now, this ranges from, like, cuddles and hugs and holding hands to sexy time. So, physical intimacy.
Depending on what kind of loved one the other person is.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god, yes. Oh no.
Unless you're from Alabama, in which case they're all the same, but fine.
Oh god.
Oh god.
Okay, but physical intimacy is a big thing for a lot of people in general, you know, as it is. So, people with this love language, they value it just a little more than what most people do. Now, like I said, again, I'm just gonna say this again, because this is something that gets, you know, looked over a lot. All that I've said has mostly been in the perspective of, like, receiving affection. All these love languages, again, it's like love language, so it goes both ways. So you can, you know, let's say you enjoy, you know, receiving physical touch, but then you might want to give quality time to other people, just as an example. It's so, yeah, definitely, look into it, talk to people if you are in any way confused. And it's always a good thing to talk about this with other people, whether they like it or not, you know.
It was a long conversation at 2 a.m. in the night.
Oh, yeah. I swear.
You cannot blame us.
I swear.
There's this website called...
Sunidhi made us take the test at night and we were like, yeah.
And the test, like, we keep bringing it up, right? The one, it's called 5lovelanguages.com. Just go on that one and you can take the test. I don't even know, how long was it? Like 15 minutes, I think? We sat on the call for so long. Yeah. Me struggling to read it, first of all. And then second of all, going over,
yeah,
like, this
it
is
took
so Sunidhi
a while to be able to read it.
There were like 5 questions.
Yeah, Zanvi and I were just sitting and chatting and Sunidhi like, give me 5 minutes. We're like, okay.
And I'm just like, every 5 minutes,
take your time,
like, give me 5 minutes.
But we will link it in the description of the post. So
yeah,
check it out there.
It's very fun, very nice. And, you know, it's a very fun conversation for your friends, especially those who hate it. You know, kind of hold them hostage. So
also, like, another thing to keep in mind is that a love language making you uncomfortable doesn't make you, like, a shitty person. Like, okay,
yeah,
how do I explain
exactly
this? You not being comfortable with receiving gifts when somebody you really care about likes giving gifts,
mm-hmm,
as a love language, I think, requires a conversation where you're like, listen, when you give me gifts, it makes me feel uncomfortable because I don't know how to react and I don't want you to feel bad.
Exactly.
Like, and I think that's an okay conversation to have. Like, it's
yeah,
okay to
oh,
not
yeah,
be
you
comfortable with certain,
discuss
yeah,
this
yeah,
with the people you care about. It's, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
like, for example, yeah, like, I can only, like, speak from my point of view. Okay, so I know some people who enjoy, like, words of affirmation, like, who like giving words of affirmation, and it makes me very uncomfortable. But then I kind of talked it over with them and saying, like, okay, certain points I like it, certain points
Sunidhi,
I don't. Yes.
Sunidhi, you're looking gorgeous today. I haven't seen you, but I know you are.
I wish you could see how tense my face got. I just, like, scrunched up and I was like, oh, no.
The silence said it all.
The silence said it all. I'll just put, like, chirping noises somewhere. But yeah, and, like, I'm going to use, like, Thanvi and I as a great example. Thanvi doesn't, like, not the biggest fan of physical touch. I love physical touch, right? And so, and not in a weird way. I ask people.
Tanvi's trying to do
horny
her math homework and Sunidhi just
rubbing
Sunidhi just comes in and touching Sunidhi's nose and then pulling her hair. It's great.
Oh, God.
No, dude, the thing is, like, a lot of my friends do that just to irritate me. A friend of mine from college, right? He'll
mm-hmm
keep, like, poking my shoulder because he knows it frustrates the fuck out of me.
Okay, and, duly noted, duly noted. Cool.
Yeah, and
we
like,
know you have
sense, so,
Tanvi. We know you have
sense.
So you don't need
now
to.
Now I don't, like, respond anymore because the way my mind works, it's like, if I don't respond, he'll think I'm not annoyed by it. But he just keeps doing that to, like, get a rise out of me.
Yeah,
it's
because eventually you'll crack. Eventually
yeah,
you'll crack.
I'm not a patient person. I'm not a patient. Yeah, I'm not known for being
the conclusion
patient
is basically that Tanvi has other plans. That's what she's trying to do.
Oh, God.
And she's trying to, you know, replace us and leave us. So.
Yeah. I think that was evident in the whole name change on the phone thing. Tanvi, what's my contact name right now?
This is another form of love language. This is the 6th one. Contact name. Contact name.
Yes, contact names. What's my contact name for you right now, Tanvi?
Handa. Handa.
Oh, God. Okay,
I
that's
know,
not bad.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's
mine
what I call
Tanvi
you.
Mine's still like Tanvi
yeah,
with the chocolate bar. And Anika
yeah,
with
of
the
course
candles.
It is, aww, bitch. Okay, for the listeners, I don't like chocolate. That's the point.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're, yeah, you might not know this. I don't like chocolate.
Yeah.
I do love pandas though, so you know.
I kind of did it because like Anika, Honda kind of sounds like panda. Like if you write
you're
it down.
You're so creative. Aren't you so creative, Sunidhi?
These are words of affirmation. I will take them as just words of affirmation. I don't care about the sarcastic undertone.
Yeah, like,
I
will
it
ignore the sarcasm and the
I
condescension.
I
will
not
take
see
the words at face
I
value
do not hear.
And that is that on that.
Exactly.
Nice.
I
yes
do not hear. But yes.
Character development, believe it or not.
Yeah. At some point, we get a personality. Maybe I might get one soon.
I think I'm gonna die without one.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's just what it is.
Your purpose is to like annoy people.
Yeah, there are few things in life. That is my love language to myself. That is how I show love and affection to myself, is by annoying others and seeing their frustrated faces, and I'm like, yes. Now they look on the outside how I feel on the inside.
Yes. She looks annoying. Why is she so oh, never mind.
Oh, damn.
I mean, like, my first interaction with Tanvi was just so, like, funny and so nice. And I was like, oh, she's a nice person. I didn't think we'd be friends, but I was like, she's such a nice person. And I regret every decision from that point on.
You're like, holy shit, why would I do this to myself? You're like, I know I hate myself, but not this much.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think my distant first, right? It's first by a mile is acts of service. Followed by, from what I remember, again, it's been a while since I took this test, but acts of service was number one. Followed by,
I think yours was like quality time. Oh my time. God,
she fucking did.
Oh, she we fucking can't hear did. Her. We can't hear her.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to think what my second one was.
I think it was quality time.
Oh, okay.
I think it was
quality time. Quality time is probably my second, Third, yeah. I think was physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth was words of affirmation. Fifth was receiving gift.
Yeah.
Oh
damn.
But like Tanvi fourth and fifth
were very similar.
Yeah. Fourth and fifth were very, very close to each other. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm very uncomfortable. Because the problem with receiving gifts, at least in my case, is that it makes me feel very uncomfortable. Because I feel like I owe the other person something in that case. I know that that's not why people are giving me gifts, and I know that's not their intention, but in my mind, I'm just like, oh shit, now I owe them something. It's very uncomfortable.
And that's why you're talking about this.
Sunny just wants to take out her eyeball and just give it to the person. Like, here, I don't need this, you take it.
Yeah. Fucking hate that shit, dude.
I hate it when that happens. Oh my
god, don't degrade everyone. Damn.
Hate it when that
happens. No. Hate that for me. If you enjoy it, go for it.
Yes. Everyone, please send Tanvi a lot of gifts. Despite
a lot of gifts, a lot of nice words, a bunch of hugs, everything.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah. Call her beautiful and everything. Yeah. Doesn't matter if you're genuine or lying. Tanvi has left
the chat. Tanvi has left the chat.
She clearly hasn't. She clearly hasn't.
Because I can't.
Okay, so mine, from what I remember, is I think the first one was quality time, and very close by you have active service. The third was physical touch. The fourth was words of affirmation, and by a mile, the last one was receiving gifts. Mm-hmm. Because, like, same logic as Tanvi, I feel like I owe you something, so yeah. It's more of an anxiety-inducing thing than it is a, oh my god, so nice of you.
Yeah. Makes sense. And for me, I don't know if I remember it correct, but I know number one was physical touch by a lot. Physical touch.
She keeps talking about it every day.
It makes sense, Sunidhi. That's not a surprise to anybody. Yeah.
God, I hate both of you. But yes. First comes physical touch, then after that comes quality time. Then I think after that comes like acts of service.
I would think that it's the other way around. First comes quality time, then comes physical touch. I was talking about it more in a chronological sense than but you go, you do you, Sunidhi.
Huh?
What?
Nothing. Forget it.
Just you made no sense. You made
that didn't no register. That made no sense to me.
No, like you spend quality time with somebody and then you're fucked.
Receiving gifts is the same thing as acts of service, okay?
Oh my god.
Receiving gifts and acts of service are the same. All this is quality time. Sunidhi's
saying, "Arey" is the funniest thing I've ever heard, and I'm so glad this is being recorded. Holy shit, dude. I love the fact that this is being recorded. Oh my god. Sunidhi going, "Arey" is amazing.
Because you two frustrate me so much that my Hindi just comes out. I'm like, "Arey."
I love that.
Kyun?
Yes.
Kyun, huh? Kya? Oh, love that.
I'm never gonna swear in Hindi though. I've learned my lesson. It sounds horrible. I'm not doing it.
No, I swear in Hindi too much in Hindi, but fine, let's continue. Yeah.
But yeah, mine was physical touch, quality time, then acts of service. Then I think it was receiving gifts, then words of affirmation.
I'm very surprised that Sunidhi has acts of service so low on her list. Like, I would think it would be second for her.
Not really. Yeah. Again, I don't clearly remember. I just remember, like, by a margin, like, some of them are off. I think, honestly, like, I think, like, the first one was, like, high. And then the two and three, they were, like, nearby. Four and five were nearby. But, like, it was, like, equal almost.
Mm.
That's all I remember, really. Might do it again, who knows, but...
Anyways, no one really cares, let's be honest. Tanvi, we have a surprise for you.
No, God, no. I'm so sorry.
What?
Every part of me wants to die now. Which one are we doing?
Talking about love languages. Yeah. The one we practiced.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I'm so scared.
What?
So last night when we were discussing what to do for this episode, we were like, hey, love languages. And the only thing I know about love languages is bad fan fiction. I have a problem, clearly. So Tanvi, here we have a fan fiction reading with between Lord Voldemort and Pikachu.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Dude, that's amazing. I already ship it. Lord Voldemort and Pikachu is chef's kiss.
And while looking for this, we also came across, I came across a lot of disturbing ones. I am not going to talk about the Gru one because I couldn't sleep for a long time last night. I was scarred. Then there's one about Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. Karl Marx and Adam Smith. And then there was one where someone wrote the entire communist manifesto, just changing a word to another bad word, and it was great.
Oh my god, you found the fanfic I wrote? The communist manifesto? How did you find it? Oh my god.
Yeah, so we found lots of interesting stuff, and this is by far the most disturbing one. So here we go.
The communist manifesto is honestly something I would write. Let's be honest.
I wouldn't be surprised. No, they changed the word to pussy. One of the words.
That's absolutely something I would write.
The lesbian manifesto. Or at least the non-straight manifesto.
I will send you these links.
Please do.
This was written by someone called Sushi.
The name. Annika.
Yeah. Oh, the name, to ride the electric serpent by
Sushi. See, the thing is, we've read it to like halfway, right before the smutty stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do. I'm scared.
Let's just not. Yeah, let's go. So Sunidhi is Lord Voldemort and she is the narrator. Oh, and I'm Pikachu. Can't believe this is being recorded, but let's go.
You have failed me. The Dark Lord flicked his forked tongue and raised his wand at his spy. You were supposed to bring them to me. On the ground, a small, pudgy minion huddled within the depths
of
his
shape. That's what Sunidhi thinks an angry person sounds like. Okay, sorry, continue.
Okay.
Sunidhi, say the line again. Yeah.
On the ground, a small, pudgy minion huddled. What? On the ground, a small, pudgy minion huddled within the depths of his shapeless black cloak.
Pika!
He pleaded.
Pika! Pika! Pikachu!
Silence!
Pika!
Lord Voldemort flicked the yew branch clutched between his fingers. The creature yelped. Sparks flew from his body as he clutched his head in his hands. Guilt rose in his blood, sweet and intoxicating, as sweet as innocence had been. Still, his master circled, his cloak trailing in the grasp with a slither like a giant snake. His red eyes were cold in the moonlight. You, he hissed, were supposed to be the key to my victory. I choose you, Pikachu! A long, sharp finger thrust through the air at the trembling Death Eater. They thought you were harmless, cute even, safe, warm, loving. Oh, and that wretched boy. He and his empty-headed friends knew nothing of their true purpose. What happened? Why did you fail?
Pika.
I said silence! When I wish you to beg, I shall beat it from you. In a rush of robes, he swooped down, kneeling over Pikachu. He traced the tip of a cone-shaped ear. I shall tell you why you failed, he whispered, low and seductive. You stole too much of their precious innocence too quickly. They flocked to you, my pet, in droves, begging and pleading. You, Psyduck, Charizard, all 150 of my collected special minions, and more. Oh, yes, there were more of you, weren't there? Each more exotic than the last. But you stole, and they took away. Once their childlike delicacy had been sapped, yes, my little one, they forgot you. And now, out of the teeming hordes of my failed army, only you. He brushed his lipless mouth. This line always gets me. He brushed his lipless mouth.
Why is it so well detailed, dude? That's my problem.
I don't know.
And also, this is so scarring that I literally have no reaction to any of this.
Yes, you didn't have a word. You said nothing, and I was like, oh my god.
I'm not able to process the words you're saying.
Tanvi, wait, no. It gets so much better, though. Just hold on.
Oh my god, yeah.
He brushed his lipless mouth over the dome of Pikachu's head. Still live. Pikachu lifted his face from the ground. He stared at the Dark Lord, pleading with limpid, tear-filled eyes.
Pika! Pika! Choo-choo!
No, my beautiful. I shan't kill you now. Pikachu gulped.
Pika!
He whispered. Yes, yes. You're sorry. You're so painfully sorry. Lord Voldemort reached down to cup Pikachu's chin in his hand. He lifted the wide, yellow face with its red cheeks and rodent-like nose. It's not all your fault. You simply got greedy.
You.
A soft smile broke the Lord's... Which, okay, first of all, does Pikachu ever say Chu? I don't think he says Chu. I think he just says Pika.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard Pikachu say Chu, but, you know.
We work with it. We're improvising.
Yes.
We're method actors.
I am so disturbed.
I'm so disturbed. A soft smile broke the Dark Lord's stony stare. I know you did it for me. And for that, my Pikachu, I am grateful. Pikachu sagged. He rubbed his face against his master's palm. His dumpy body shook with the first cathartic sobs.
Pika!
He whispered, kissing Lord Voldemort's palm.
Pika! Pikachu!
What makes you think that? Pikachu stiffened. He looked up, confusion wrinkling his brow.
Pika?
I only said I wouldn't kill you now. I made
Handa's
no other promise.
Way too good at like making Pikachu like the Pika sound like questions. Pika,
oh my god.
Pika. She's way too good at this.
When we were doing
weird shit in your free time, Yahanda.
No, when we were going over this yesterday, I was so surprised. She was doing this so well. And I was like, this is fucking golden. This is Grammy award winning.
Like, she is way too good at this.
I swear.
I'm confounded and confused and concerned.
Confused by his sexuality now.
Oh my god.
That's the goal.
Oh.
But yes.
Oh no.
I only said I wouldn't kill
you
now.
Okay, so this is, I think this is what we read up till. We haven't read the last of it.
Yeah, I'm just going over the next bit.
I think we can read the next paragraph, after which we can...
Chains involved. There's chains involved. Oh god,
no.
I just looked down.
Oh no.
Oh no. I do have to leave in like 5 minutes, but like... should we just do the last paragraph?
Oh my. Okay, why not?
I only said I wouldn't kill you now. I made no other promise.
Pika!
Yes, little one.
Pika?
Pikachu glanced around, head thrashing from side to side. Gravestones stood all around, towering, crumbling, rising up before him in stark and morbid beauty. An angel, the angel of death, sat above them all, its wings folded. its arms outstretched to steal him away, its form frozen in stone. A coal pit formed in the middle of Pikachu's belly as he realized that he would not be allowed the sweet, warm mercy of the angel's release until he was...
Oh god, no, guys, no, we're skipping to the last paragraph.
No, angel's release! This angel's release, so that means okay. Sweet release of death.
Okay, cool.
Until...
Cool! I...
allowed the sweet, warm mercy of the angel's release until he was too far gone to wish it. He staggered once on his hind legs, fell to all fours, and ran. Catanitus Pikachuus! Chains wrenched him back. Okay, I don't want to read the chains
part.
We're not reading the chains part.
The last paragraph.
Oh my god.
I'm not even looking at it.
Okay, so we're skipping all that. The Dark Lord paused. He tucked his wand under his arm and took Pikachu's face between his hands. The long leather robe made a soft, thick sound as he stepped closer. Yes, it's the moon.
Pikachu.
Yes, I imagine it shall outlive you.
Pika-pi?
A tender thumb stroked the short fur beneath his eye. No, little one. Not even the moon shall outlive me. Pikachu nodded. He took a breath and waited, electricity dancing a static dance along his skin. As long as it danced, as long as it burned his flesh and made the guilt of the lash run sweet and toxic through his blood, as long as that deceptive mouth tasted each wound as it rose.
Oh my god.
He would gladly.
No.
I think it's my time to like go, and by go I mean die.
You know the last line? The last line is,
I think it's time for me to go. Bhagwan mujhe utha le.
Same.
Wait.
Same.
The last line. He welcomed the pain.
Fucking kinky shit, dude.
Oh my god.
So Neethi, you missed the last one. There's some underneath it as well. Continue.
Alright, yeah. My dearest Pikachu, I have just one simple question for you. Do you think that water is wet?
Pika-pi!
Now see, if you put it like that...